broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell now for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And they did it. They extended the series tomorrow night, 8:30. Right here at Toyota Center. It'll be a good ticket. It'll be a good ticket. There were allegedly seats for like $18,000 courtside for that game. The Knicks game?
For what game? Last night?
Last night.
$18,000?
Last night, Madison Square Garden, or was it last night? They played last night, right? The Knicks? Or did they play the night before? $46,000.
But did anybody pay that? You can always throw whatever.
No. That was what it was offered. I don't know if it ever sold, but they did pay $35,000 for it. $35,000 for a seat to a first-round game.
Well, that's rich people.
That's just stupid. A first-round game. Can you imagine if they get to the conference finals? Holy crap.
Rich people do stuff.
Rich people.
You got people out here trying to, I can't make it to work because gas is so high. And rich people, I think I'll have a $35. How many seats? Do you have four? I'd like four if you can spare four. I've got 130,000 here for you.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Well, yeah, maybe just not.
35,000.
I'm not going to say it.
35,000 for a seat.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Nice job. Well, it was a good one last night. The Rockets, you know what? I agree with Jabari. They're the better team. The Rockets are the better team. He comes back, and that's something we didn't even talk about yesterday, is how long has he been out for since April 2nd? He's been out for a month. Reeves was 4-for-16. We should have seen that coming.
No, there was always a chance he was going to be. It was never about him playing great. It was about the energy in the building. But the Rockets were in a little trouble in the first quarter, and then they closed in the second. At the end of the first quarter, they closed a little bit. Well, 2 points. But then they had a nice run in the second quarter. They took the energy out of the building there at halftime. That was huge. You couldn't go into halftime, you know, down. You really couldn't. And the Rockets didn't. The Rockets played really well in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Played really good defense. They got after it. Amen Thompson was out there harassing people. And they made threes. Let's just face it. Tari, Josh Okogie, Reed made one from distance. Dorian Finney-Smith made two. They made threes in the second quarter.
Yep.
And that was key. Well, and then they got after it defensively second half.
I thought Charles hit it on the head. You know, they had, for the game, I don't know what the halftime stats were, but he was dead on. For the game, they made 33 field goals and they had 25 assists. They just moved the ball.
Yeah.
They moved the ball. Instead of standing around and watching KD. Now, Charles was insinuating. I don't know if he was insinuating. I'll tell you this. He was insinuating that, you know what, guys who are getting shots, and he'll ask, we will hear from Reed in a little bit. He was on with Charles and Kenny and Shaq and Ernie after the game, and he flat out asked him. He said, you know, when you're getting shots, you got 12, you got four, my man 14, 13, 11, 9 shots. You know what, you play harder. You play harder defensively. You know you're going to eat offensively. So you just, you get enthusiastic about playing on both ends of the court. And I think there's something to that. As opposed to just standing around on the offensive end, watching KD, you know, go to work. And then you run back on defense. But you get more pumped up if you're involved in the whole game. Mm-hmm. I think there's something to that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Charles should know. I mean, how much he's played. But the 25 assists and 10 turnovers was the difference in the game. They had, the Lakers, 19 assists, 15 turnovers. That's, you know what? The Rockets just played better basketball.
Yeah, Rockets defended. The Rockets made it uncomfortable for them. And they played the way they're supposed to play. Like, this has been missing. Yeah. Just look at how they played. You can look at all the statistics, but look at how they played. This is how it's supposed to be. Move the ball better. How about Reed Sheppard to close the game? LeBron James decided to throw a little forearm shiver.
Mm-hmm.
Reed went right down. Look like, okay, watch this. Reed off the high screen.
And he almost lost the ball up top.
Yeah, he almost had a rip from him. But then he got a little scream. got loose, made a running mid-range shot, came back, stole it from LeBron, and dunked it. And that was like, that was holy it. Crap. That was the game.
That was the game. That was the game. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. And I don't know if I love this, but 43-point attempts. I mean, I guess they're not getting the ball down low to Alpi. I mean, Alpi only took 9 shots in the game.
But it was one of those games.
It was a factor. There's no question. 9 rebounds, 8 assists.
Jabari is the lifesaver.
Yeah. Jabari making shots is huge.
And Jabari has not shown any fear or any hesitation this whole series.
Nope.
And when he's not hitting, I mean, he's not afraid. He's not hesitant to take shots. He's getting shots off. He's not pump faking. He's not. Jabari has been really, really decisive, and that's been big. Jabari's, you know, he's a core member for a reason. He does a lot for you. He does it quietly a lot of times. He doesn't have to be a big part of a game, but when you need him to step up, you need him to step up, and that's what he did. He really did that yesterday. Alperen was not a factor offensively. Well, everyone else was enough of a factor.
You know what I love to see too? Hey, Aaron Holiday gave you nice minutes. He had a huge three. He had another bucket. He was plus 4, so he was really good. He took over the 13 minutes that Reed wasn't on the floor. Reed got 35 minutes. One of the times when he came off the floor, you saw Ime not yelling at him like he usually does. Yeah, he was talking to him, and Reed was nodding his head, and they were just. It wasn't like, I mean, like in back here in game 3, he pulled him from the floor and he's yelling at him. And it was like, oh, my God.
I wonder if it's the same one. He was a little animated in one of the ones I'm thinking of in the first half where he took him off the court. It was after he had made a 3-2. He took him off the court. He was a little animated, but I couldn't tell. Like, there was really no reason, I don't think, to be mad at Reed. And I was wondering.
You don't know every little play.
You just never know.
That pisses a coach off.
Yeah, you just never know.
You just never know. But I thought, you know what? Reed, he's got some confidence in Reed. Played him 35 minutes. Hit 2 huge plays. Didn't shoot the ball great.
No Jayshon Tate, which was a good thing.
Yep. Yeah, no Jayshon.
But
you got
11 minutes to finna make.
DFS, he got himself 11 minutes. And you know what? He made a couple of baskets.
In the second quarter, he had 2 big threes in the second quarter. That was pretty much all he did.
What are you laughing about?
What?
Oh, I checked Twitter, and the people are listening and noticing things. And they sent them to me, I guess, because they don't want you guys to see what they're sending. But they noticed a certain gentleman may have not gotten his full sustenance before he got to work, and he's
what?
He's got his oatmeal.
My oatmeal.
He's got his oatmeal.
I got something going on. I think I may have strep throat. It's been going on for since Sunday. At first, I thought it was something else.
I don't need this in my life.
Yeah,
strep throat. And his oatmeal's all over the place here.
It's just staying in the cup.
I mean, goodness gracious. We don't need no strep throat in here when we got a Rockets win. We got an 8:30 game tomorrow night, okay? Is this what we're looking for? No. Another 8:30 game? No. Last night you get what you get.
Shut up. LA controls
game that
you.
Started at like 10:30.
LA runs this. Shut up. You just do what LA says.
Well,
play all your games at 9, 10:30, whatever time they tell you. LeBron, what time do you want us to play? Okay, we'll play then. Thanks, guys. Just do what Adam Silver tells you. You do what Daddy tells you. Be quiet.
Well, there were 3 games last night.
Yeah,
okay. There wasn't three games.
You're the
there was two
coach,
games.
You get the late last, game.
There was two.
Yeah, you're
games.
Gonna get the late game. We watch no Astros baseball.
Late game
you
here?
Know.
What do you mean late game here? We're the home team. No, it should be the home team's fans get to do what the home
talking
team.
Talking about last night.
We shouldn't always say, "Well, it's West Coast. What are we gonna do for the Lakers fans?" I don't care. It's here. What are we talking about here? Games here should start at 7 or 7:30. Get y'all's asses off the 405 and get in and catch it in the second half. Why do we care about Lakers fans?
It's not about the West
Coast. Why do we care about the Lakers fans?
We've had this discussion. It's not about the West Coast. It's about they have a game at 6:30.
Two games. Start one of them at 5.
Every game to be fully seen by everybody.
Start one of them at 5. Don't care. Start the other one at 5.
Not going to start at 5 o'clock.
Start an Eastern game at 5.
No, the East Coast games are so early I can't get home from work. I'm in traffic. I can't even see my team. And we're pissed. You know what? We're pissed about being late. I mean,
yeah, we should be. We're the home team. Why has everything got to be for Lakers fans?
Are you brand new?
Lakers fans, get home.
See, nothing to do with the Lakers.
Shut up, Dell.
If it was in Portland, it'd be the same time.
Don't care. I know.
Why do you keep saying the Lakers?
Because we have to worry about the West Coast. I don't care about them. Then get your ass home and watch it early. Then you guys need to watch an early game. So we don't have to watch every game in Lakers.
What are you doing
there
Friday
no
night?
Such
you
thing.
You do know Denver and Minnesota are starting at 8:32, and right?
Not every game.
Yeah, when they play, yes. Because the early games play first, and then the West plays last.
Wait. There is no reason one team should have to play every game and kowtow to the West Coast fans.
You're in the Western Conference. And the East gets the early time, and you get the late.
It has nothing to do with it. The Western Conference.
It does.
No, you shouldn't have. You can set a schedule up so that the home. We're a central team. Why should we have to have every game set up for the Western? We know what it's for. It's for. Why would we do this for Portland? Because it's West Coast fans. Because they're in a Western time zone. I mean, they're in the Pacific time zone. So we have to suckle to them. Too bad.
Wow. They're not suckling the Portland fans.
Set it up at 7:30. Yeah. We should never play later than 8.
You know what? You need
Rockets should never play later than 8.
You know what? You need to be in the
Astros play at 1:17.
In the Central Conference then, instead of the Western Conference.
No, you're just saying that because you're an L.A. guy, because you're all L.A.
No.
No. Here
in
Central.
I don't like the late game either.
Well, then what are you doing then? Why are you being a contrarian? We shouldn't have every freaking game late. Every baseball game is at 2. Every basketball game is at 10. It's dumb. I know, and I'm tired of it. It's dumb. I know it's been going on for years. It's stupid. Let them have to take their asses. Sorry, your game starts early.
It's nothing to do with the fans.
In the regular season, why don't we just play at 9 o'clock also?
We'll play late games
here,
in L.A.
Let's play 9 o'clock for L.A.
What are you talking about?
When we're at Houston.
The Rockets are playing the Lakers. It's late.
It's the late game on
when
TNT.
We're at
that's
Houston,
when
it's not always that way.
You're in the Western Conference.
We play plenty of teams at home where the Rockets start at
7:30. Yeah, when it's not national television, yes, you do. It's not about the Laker fan.
I don't care. I don't care about any of those fans. Who
good.
Cares?
He's got strep.
You should be yelling at TV oatmeal. Executives.
He's Who got cares? Strep and oatmeal.
And it hurts to eat oatmeal.
Why'd you buy it?
And the left side is just, oh my,
yeah,
throat hurts
so scratchery
bad.
On your throat. What's up?
This is really hurts. And my ears hurt now because
you need cottage cheese, not that.
No, none
pudding.
Of this.
Pudding.
Pudding hurts. Anything
Chaz,
hurts. Water.
Chaz.
Drinking
Get
water
some pudding.
Hurts.
Get Dusty over here. Get you some pudding.
Stayed up
pudding in the morning.
Stay up late for games, but at least it's a good thing. I thought it was going to be a blowout. It was anything but.
Anything but. It was a great game.
Anything but. It was great. It was nice to see. It was nice to see some life. This is such an anti-Durant team. They played hard. They didn't cry. Wow. They didn't light each other up with burners during the game. It was weird. They looked like they liked each other.
No, he didn't light anybody.
No, I said they don't light each other. Reed didn't have a burner lighting up Alpi.
Durant did.
Did you see this weak ass screen set at the top? Like, oh, is this a Reed burner? Is this an Aaron Holiday burner?
We got a
nobody burner. Dream Shakes and Shambles because the young core won a
they
game.
Won and Lance is in
one
the
of our listeners
mood,
is
yeah.
Shambles because the Rockets won without his boyfriend Kevin Durant. Wow. Just in total shambles. Yeah, I'm not
terrible.
In a good mood right now.
Terrible.
And I'm just going to go ahead and cut it loose the whole freaking hour. So I'm just so get ready. If you're a bitch ass
right,
little crybaby, get ready because it's not going to be good for you.
Okay.
I'm eating oatmeal on there too, crybaby.
Bitch!
Shut up, you dummies.
I haven't eaten. No one's a boss of me today.
Shut
no
up.
One on Twitter's a boss of me. Adam Silver's not my boss. None of y'all are my boss.
Well, he is your boss.
Roger. Roger's your boss.
Roger's your boss. I know you ain't saying nothing about him and their scheduling habits.
I listen to Roger.
Yeah.
Well, he keeps reasonable hours for us.
When we
noon, 3, 7, wipe it, good night.
How late was the Seahawks game?
Oh, no, I can't remember.
Was that a part of a doubleheader? I don't remember. But either way.
Oh, yeah, it was a Monday night doubleheader. Yeah, that was a little late.
Roger.
But he only did it once.
Yeah, you didn't yell at Roger about it, though.
Well, he did it once.
You didn't do that. All right. We have to break. And
I mean, what?
Someone
they break. Won the game.
They won the game.
Yeah, it was late. It was still late.
But you knew it was going to be late. Incredible. You weren't surprised.
I got strep throat.
I know. Well, let's break.
This everything hurts.
713-780-3776.
Including your.
My PP doesn't hurt.
Including your PP.
My PP doesn't hurt.
Got a break. Don't go anywhere.
listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Thanks to Sterling Country Club. We had a great time. Great time was had by all. Big time and Valencia and Brown Bag and Coors Light. It was just a great day out there. So we want to give them their props. For those of you that missed it, I mean, we did. We had a fun time. Had a fun time before,
after. Some great dudes out there.
Yeah.
Ran into people who I'd never met before who came up and talked to us. I don't remember everyone's name, but had long conversations with them who were longtime listeners.
Yep.
And really, really great guys.
Yep.
Some really great guys.
Yep. Yeah, me too. It was a lot of fun. It was great. And the food was great. They did a great job.
So Mark Edwards, the guy I played with, a longtime friend of mine, when we were done, he's played in a ton of golf tournaments. He's like, this is some of the best food that I've had post-golf tournament.
Yeah.
He said, usually it's, you know, fajitas.
You get fajita.
Beef, chicken fajitas.
Yeah.
Here's your tortillas, rice, beans, your fixings for your fajitas.
No,
beat
gee.
It. Chicken enchiladas, beef enchiladas, taquitos.
Yeah.
You had chicken fajitas that were stewed fajitas. You had black beans. You had rice. Like
ground beef.
Queso. Ground. Oh, yeah. Separate picadillo.
Yeah.
Ground beef. Then you had queso, a whole separate queso set.
It was
fantastic.
That's Vienna and her daughter, Leia, She was on the 10th. You saw them, Vienna and Leia.
We picked up some chips and salsa.
Yeah.
You don't usually get that on the course.
Leia had a couple of offers. She has a boyfriend, and I believe, or her fiancé.
Wait.
She had a couple of offers. Yeah, a little guy named Macho, he said, I'll father your children for you.
And in front of her mom?
In front of mom.
He said
Yeah, he said that.
Well,
she said, I would, except I have to have a guy that's over 5'7", you know, and we're not.
Most of our listeners are pretty good guys.
Yeah. Another one said,
said
there
what?
Are some stories.
Do you think any alcohol is involved in these?
Oh, a lot of alcohol was involved in this whole thing. A lot of alcohol. It was fun. I'll father your children.
Guys, have a little bit of.
Yeah. Well, it got worse, and I'll have to tell you that one in the break. It got worse. Anyway.
It got worse than I'll father your children?
Yeah. Yes. And I'll let you know. And then you'll say, oh, yeah, you couldn't tell that story. Anyway.
Did you call Chris Fisher on him?
I didn't call Chris Fisher on him.
Okay.
I was with Chris Fisher. He was right there. He didn't see this other incident. But so asked about Jabari's comments, LeBron, did you hear his quotes about Jabari saying, hey, we're the better team? And his quote was, hey, I don't care about ship like that, okay? The game's won in between the four lines. Ask one of the young guys that question. I'm too old for that ship, okay? So LeBron ain't having none of this, but I'm going to tell you what. Jabari was right about this whole thing. Jabari was right. The better team. Is it any question that this team should be up 3-2?
No, there's no question.
They should be leading this series.
No, they tricked off. It'll go down, and Jabari was one of the culprits.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go down as one of the most trick-ass trick games in Rockets history.
Ever.
Hopefully they can do what's almost impossible to do, which is come back from three, from three down. But if they don't, they're going to rue the day they didn't close. That they made simple mistakes.
Now, if they do come back and they win a series, the first one in NBA history.
Are we going to talk about Durant coming back?
He's not. Why are you?
No, I'm just asking. Like, is he first? She's doing round the clock stuff.
No, he's not. He was at the game. He was just sitting there without stuff. He went to L.A. I guess he wasn't getting round the clock unless he's doing it on the plane on the way there. I don't know. He was sitting there anything.
Can he try to go?
In game three, he couldn't possibly take 3 hours off. But last night in the game before, he was there sitting on the bench.
No, you couldn't be on the bench game three because you had all those. No, it was game four.
It was game three.
You couldn't possibly. Is there any chance he just tries to tough it out and go like other all-time greats would?
Mm.
You don't look hopeful.
Look at the other bench. Luka, they know
He's out.
I don't even think he's coming back for the next year.
Yeah, conference
finals.
Yeah,
that's
I think Kevin Durant may be the same way. Look, I tried. This ain't happening.
Yeah, his hamstring's bad too. Oh, it's just the ankle.
It's a bone bruise.
No, it's a knee and an ankle. Yeah,
it's impossible to play hurt. It's literally impossible to play unless
they
you're
said it would be 2 to 3 weeks.
I don't want
to
hear. I don't want to hear it. This trade is.
Well, you're the one who brought it back
just
up.
Win without Kevin Durant. Do everything we can without Kevin Durant because he obviously ain't gonna do what it takes to come back and try to fight through anything. I don't want to even. You know, he's a good scorer like James. To me, he's in the same James category. I'm not giving you a championship. Oh, he did it with the Warriors. You don't get cookies for that.
You don't get
cookies for winning a championship with Steph Curry, Clay Thompson, and Draymond.
He was
Green.
The best player in that series.
Don't
in both
care.
Those series.
They won it without him. Who cares? They needed him to win a title.
Well,
they didn't need a title. It's real easy to be the best player when you have no pressure on you. Who can focus on Kevin Durant necessarily when you have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson?
You can focus on
it. It's the easiest ever. I could have literally won a title.
I know someone who could focus on Kevin Durant.
Who?
You. You can focus on Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but defensively, what other defender? Were you going to double? Are you going to send a double to Kevin Durant? Never. Against the Rockets? Yes. Against the Warriors? Never. You get the easiest matchups because you have two absolute snipers out there.
So
Kevin Durant gets no love
for
going and hugging up on a bunch of champions
you
already.
You can't separate
no love for that.
What happened around
either
the All-Star break
game
and
or
him
game
being
seven
hurt.
Or I don't want to hear it.
You can't separate what happened around the All-Star break from legitimately being hurt.
Get your ass out there in game six or game seven. I don't care if you can't even play well.
Why
Show
are
me
you
got
why?
Some balls and
You've
get out
watched
there and play.
This team win a couple games.
It.
Why do you want him out there if he's going to hurt them?
I honestly don't want to hear it.
Why do you want him out there?
I want you to show me that you got some toughness and you're willing to do whatever it takes to try to help your team
you've
win.
You've watched this young
isn't
group
some brand
win
new
games
deal.
Without
you've been
them.
On sports a long
why do you
time.
Want him out
they
there?
You know guys play
right
through.
Now.
You know guys play through injury.
And some guys don't come back. And some guys can't.
You guys plays with concussions.
Anthony Edwards isn't coming back. Is he an issue too?
Who?
Anthony Edwards. He can't play through his injuries. He an issue, too? He's not coming back in the series.
I don't
series.
Know. He doesn't have secret injuries in practice.
But Kevin Durant's injury happened on the court. The one that's keeping him out happened on the court. In the game.
He didn't even look like nothing. I've had lots of injuries. I know what a good injury
is. We can't talk to him about
this. If anyone knows injuries, it's me. And I'm telling you, that looked like
and look how long you are hurt.
He rolled his ankle a little bit.
You were talking to some guy. You're talking to some guy at Sterling about an injury you have.
Yeah.
How about his shoulder?
Does Kevin Durant have a knee scooter? Does he have a walking boot? Does he have a shoulder harness?
He should have.
Does he have all these things?
He was in the zero gravity chamber doing on the treadmill. He was doing that.
No, he's got all kinds. He's got the money to have all the.
Vanessa put that out there.
Yeah, so he's trying.
Good. I'm glad he's trying. He should. He has tons of money. Try it. And now, get out there for game six.
There's a pretty clear evidence he should be out there.
Don't even play game six. Let the Rockets try to win without him, and then play for games, and then play in game seven, and I'll have some respect for you.
Hmm.
If not, it was just a wasted trade. You just had a guy who just came
what
in through
the next round,
through grenades. Yeah, save it for the next round. I don't want a guy who just throws grenades in our locker room, talks trash about everybody, then magically disappears in the playoffs. I don't care. Oh, he got hurt, Lance. It's real injuries. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about any of this stuff. Try to make it back.
I think he's
trying. He didn't sit on the bench. Players didn't know where he was. I'm tired of this. Play. Play and win. And if you don't win, at least play and show that you've got that heart to go play. This isn't – why are you acting brand new like
– You're
this
acting brand new.
This is brand new to Kevin
Guys
Durant.
Guys miss time and don't
this.
Come
he's
back.
He's a warrior. He's typically
we're
a warrior.
This is a full of a series of guys who have either – been out for an entire series and tried to get back and have been told you can't come back. He's not alone in this series. He's not alone in the playoffs. This happens all the time. You're acting new. Every playoff the last decade, guys have missed time and can't come back.
The injury occurred after Jabari said he's got to play better against double teams. Ow! My ankle!
The injury happened
It was
before.
An interesting timing, wasn't it?
The injury happened
and
before.
And you probably don't think the burner's real either.
I'm the one. You said it wasn't real. Don't put that on me.
I switched up by the next day. I was like, yeah, this all sounds like KD, actually. Didn't I? I switched up and said, yeah, this is on. KD sounds like he's on something
the
here.
The Jabari comments happened after after he got hurt. Not before.
after
anger in a game five win is amazing to me. It was the late. Anger. They're not, playing you know good what? Basketball.
You know what?
They're better than the Lakers.
He hasn't. What has he done? Serious question. What has he done to earn Rocket status? Like
he got you a nice record this year.
They did it with them. They did 52 without him. What are you talking about? They did 52 without him. He got you a nice record. They didn't beat the best teams. You even said that.
What do you mean they got 52 without him? He only missed four games this year.
They got 52 last year. They didn't have him.
Oh.
They got 52 last year. They got 52 this year. Wow, thanks. Thanks for all your work. You didn't beat good teams.
They did lose two of the guys, and he took their place. So have a role in their 52 wins this year.
Yeah, he had a role. It's nothing different than last year.
Well, no, but he had a role this year. Less 52
fun.
Wins.
More fun or less fun?
I think this team had more. I have more confidence in this team than that.
Was it with him not playing?
Well, it's not great. That's not great.
Okay. Well, he's
but
not going
like
to play.
This team. I loved last night. I thought.
I loved last I night thought, too. That's not my were, comment. I thought they were I great. Loved last night too. Without him, they showed the spunk
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
And they showed that dog and that intensity.
And they're going to do it again tomorrow night.
That's great. I'm just saying, if you come in one year and start lobbing grenades, and granted, it's not his fault that it leaked. I don't know how the hell private text messages leak, but it ended up leaking.
Yeah.
And there's no question that's probably, if we had a private text string and Dell was saying ugly things about you, how would that make you feel?
I would feel like it's on brand. That's what how I would feel.
No.
Oh, Dell's saying ugly things about me.
We actually
it's another day.
We actually have a text string, and Dell does say bad things.
About
you. It actually exists,
but it's not a but John's
and it's not a secret.
He's able to read them in real time.
Yeah,
I mean Jabari wasn't included in this text string.
All right, we got people.
I'm a Rocket fan.
We got people that want to get in.
I want Kevin Durant to show up and do something for Rocket.
Were you
that's
like
what
this?
I want.
Who agrees?
Were you
with
like
Lance?
This with Yao and Tracy? When they got hurt during the playoffs and couldn't come back, were you the same
way?
Yeah,
it was a disaster.
I'm asking you.
But it was a disaster.
Were you holding them to that standard?
Yeah, you want to see that game seven against any of them?
I'm not talking about the result. No. Were you accusing them of not trying to come back and play? Like you're accusing Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant was healthy the whole year and then magically got hurt when the playoffs started.
It's not magically. He got hurt.
Questioned him.
We got a break.
He got hurt before
and
he got questioned
people,
once again.
It
wasn't bone bruise either.
We got a full board that want to get in here, and I want to see what
it
they
wasn't
think
bone bruise.
About
you're
this.
You're just messing
okay?
with
that's
the timeline.
That's what I want to see. But first I want to see about John Clay Wolfe. I was talking to Todd yesterday. This guy, as a matter of fact, has been a radio stalwart here for – he's got the longest running show on this in the station, right? At GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolfe is awesome. I mean, if you've listened to his show, you know – he is a. I don't care what anybody thinks about what I say. That's John Clay Wolfe's attitude. All I'm going to do, I'm going to entertain, and I'm going to buy your car at the best price. It's pretty cool too. I know they've got the screens in front of them, and they talk about I want to sell this 1978 Impala or whatever the case may be. And John Clay Wolfe's got it up right away. But I'm going to tell you this immediately. Boom! Offer. And that's how they do it. And when you go to the website, you don't have to call the radio show. You go to the website, go to GiveMeTheVin.com. Here, you, in 45 seconds, you're going to have an offer on the table right away. And you know. Now, there's all kinds of stuff. How clean is it? How dirty is it? There are particulars on everything. And obviously, they can all change. And you can go back there and say, I got this offer from somebody else. Look, here's a bona fide offer. And John Clay Wolfe will beat it or he won't. But you are going to get an honest and probably the best offer you possibly can at one place. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Greeny, sources tell me Kevin Durant will be out for game six. He's not going to be playing, so he will have missed 5 of 6 games so far in this series. He's dealing with a bone bruise in his left ankle. We know he dealt with a tendon bruise that sidelined him for game one. But this bone bruise is a 2-week minimum injury. He's just over 1 week right now. So Houston's going to rely on that young core that they have. They've had pretty much full control of the last three games. They could have easily won game three, obviously. And you think about it, Amen Thompson, Reed Shepard, Tari Eason, Jabari Smith Jr., Alperen Sengun. I have a stat for you. They're the youngest starting five to win a game in NBA playoff history.
Wow.
Wow. How about, do you like apples? How you like them apples? How about that group, that starting five? You know how many minutes they had played together this year as a group?
Not many, because KD was always on the floor.
55 minutes total.
Yeah.
And they kicked ass. They just kicked ass. You're right. I thought early on that it could have gotten away from them, but they just made a couple of clutch baskets, and they kept close. And then they, you know, and obviously took the lead at halftime, and it was great. But the third quarter, which Ime loses time and again, they came out and kicked their ass in the third quarter.
See,
that was great.
That Shams stat is great, but I think it needs to be a little context, because I feel like Marcus Smart is part of the Rockets starting six, the way he plays and turns the ball over sometimes. Like, yeah, he made some shots early, and you're like, what the hell? But you watch him make decisions, you're like, oh, please, keep the ball in his hands.
So they're older they got Marcus Smart?
Yeah, I think they're like, I get it. The guy's actually wearing Rockets uniforms, young as starting five. But there's also a little thing where Marcus might be playing for them, too. Just watch him. Watch his decision-making. It is terrible.
Yeah. He was really good early,
but as a pure, hey, we need you to be a ball handler point guard,
right?
Trash.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Drew, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have to call in because, like, I usually call in to Dale's show a lot about, like, little comic books and stuff. But, that stuff was so funny when Lance was talking about he should be more like Brett Favre and stuff. And y'all kept on going at it like, yeah, he should try to take some money and all it. Like, dog, I almost crashed my car when y'all was going in like that. That was too funny, man. I swear that was too funny. Lee, y'all be having me laughing every morning. I swear, every morning.
Well, okay. Are you a Rocket fan? Do you want? I just want.
He can't play. He's got a 2-week injury.
Well, I don't care.
I'm a Rocket fan, but I'm more of a realist because, like, we can't beat OKC. So why should we put all our emotions into this?
You always want to advance in the playoffs, though, Drew. You want to advance. I mean,
yeah, but we're gonna get blew out by the.
Well, OKC. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, dude, we're not. We're not beating OKC. But
no,
okay.
Either of the Lakers. But you know, I'd rather be the ones I'd rather be the ones getting blown
does
out.
Does Tillman need those ticket sales? I mean, I probably didn't need them, but that's nice for
he'd
him.
Like him,
he'd absolutely like him. All that revenue, concession revenue, and parking revenue. I mean, let's think about Tillman, Drew.
How concerned I am about Tillman.
About Tillman.
I'm glad.
And his parking revenue.
I'm glad Tillman got one more home game.
Yeah. He got one more
for Friday.
See?
Yeah.
Kept this thing alive. I mean, don't be selfish, Drew. Tillman needs stuff, too.
They got to take this to a game seven. They have to now.
Tari's got in line for a better deal now from the Rockets because he helped them win game six. Tillman's like, look, what you did for my home gate. Let's have another conversation. You've been playing better, Tillman. John is on brand.
Tillman.
Well, I'm glad Tillman.
Hey, Tillman needs money too, okay?
I don't think he does.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, he would like more. I understand that.
You know how expensive Italy is right now?
Let me ask you a question. If Tillman had no revenue, no income coming in for 1 year, do you think he'd be okay?
If he had no revenue for the rest of his life,
how would you be if you missed one paycheck?
if he had no revenue for the rest of his life,
how would you be if one paycheck disappeared and when he said, I'm not carrying your ass? Yeah, it'd be no good, would it?
It'd be no good at all. Let's get Robert in here. Robert.
Hopefully he'll.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
What's going on, Robert?
How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good, Robert. How we doing?
Okay, guys. Listen. Hey, Lance, I'm with you on this, man. Mm-hmm. Last month I called and I said, why is Durant playing so many damn minutes? They got to sit him every once in a while to get him rest. We need him for the playoffs. I told you guys this, and that's exactly what happened. They played him too damn much, and he just went to practice or whatever and bumped his knee, and then now he's hurt. They played him too damn much. And Dell, thank you for keeping Lance. I mean, Lance in check. I appreciate it. Bye.
He's not keeping anyone in check.
You got it, Robert.
Yeah, Robert. Robert's
don't
right.
listen to him, Robert. He doesn't keep
it's
anyone.
Not about
they
really
did
keep...
play too many minutes, but he had a bone bruise from a collision with a player.
Did you see it?
No, but that's what happened.
So you think he's faking it?
You don't know.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You don't know.
That's what they said happened.
Did you see it?
No.
You don't know officially. If you don't see it with your own eyes, did Wilt score 100?
I saw the ankle.
My kids don't think Wilt scored 100 because they can't see it.
I did see
there's no video.
The ankle turned.
I was told that
the ankle turn.
There's been no moon landing. No one was actually there on the moon to see it.
I heard that too.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We hear it, and then we hear nothing happened. So I don't know. Until I actually see video of him smashing his leg in practice, I'll just use you don't know against
you.
I'll weaponize it against the creator of you don't know.
You don't know.
They are separate. All jokes aside, they are separate incidents. KD shouldn't have played so much, and this is also not a soft tissue.
That's true. But
if this were soft tissue or if this were something where he started having issues down the stretch where, like, he's got some general knee soreness, that would have been on Ime. Now, Ime shouldn't have played him so much, but this does not appear connected to that.
No. I mean, if it was some kind of a ligament or... Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that can happen if you're worn down. This was a two knees colliding, and KD down because of that. It's a bone bruise, so I don't know that the minutes played any role in that. I do know he did play him too much. That you're right, absolutely. I mean, as old as he is, you know, you wanted him fresh as he possibly could be for the postseason, and but you still had to win all these games. You needed a win to have positioning. And but earlier in the season, they're winning games by how many points? And KD's still on the floor.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. There were plenty of games where they had leads in the fourth quarter where he could have come out earlier.
Although we've seen
now
that.
They did trick off some leads
where
he had
that.
To come back in.
We've
but it's still on a regular basis. KD should have been in a 34-minute range, not like 37. That really just didn't make any sense. It just once again, I don't think it's connected to this. It's something we've already talked about previously, but it just shouldn't have happened. There shouldn't be a scenario. I thought they talked about managing his minutes to start the season, but maybe it was just commentators who talked about it. Maybe I never heard Ime say that or Rafael Stone. It may have just been commentators say they're likely, you know, Vinnie Smith can help limit his minutes and Jabari because on paper they had the ability to sit Kevin Durant longer on paper. But there were some stretches where they played bad basketball and lost quite a few games. I mean, they had a good run toward the end of the year where they picked up some wins, or they wouldn't have been a 50-win team.
Yeah.
They had a lighter schedule. They went on a little bit of a win streak. Was it 7 in a row? Or they'd have been a 49-win team. Not great, and they would have been in the play-in. And so who knows if they'd even be here right now. So it wasn't a great year. I mean, they needed a late run against bad teams to equal last year's win total. That's the reality.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. Guys, you can continue to come in. The lines are open. Agree or disagree with Lance. And speaking of money and spending money in the offseason, where are the Texans getting all this money? Where in the hell?
Oh, we got to talk about their newest contract.
Yeah, they got another one, another extension. And it's a big one. And we'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, we're talking about Ownwell. And your decision-making process, if you are somebody who has gotten your – and listen, I mean, even Lance talked about it yesterday. His went down, and Ownwell is still going to fight because it's still too high. His went down. The government, which I've never seen before, because the government always goes up on the price of your house, always says your house is worth more. And Ownwell says, oh no, it isn't. A 94% success rate in Montgomery County on houses, $250,000 to $500,000. 94%. That's how bad the government is at this. And they get more than the competition. in Harris County, 21 to 51% higher than their competitors. And in Brazoria County, find houses $500,000 to $750,000 on the range, more than two times what they save by using other firms. This is happening every day. Own Well just wins, 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 wins. New customers, you can expect to save on average $774 a year by signing up. They have an 88% success rate in reducing property taxes. That's incredible. First of all, that the government is so bad at this. And secondly, that Own Well just continues to win. Don't wait. The deadline to protest is May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Own Well. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com. Let them know I sent you when you complete your sign up at ownwell.com.
Listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 750 ESPN 97.5. Did you see LeBron at the free throw line? And when he was talking to Şengün? Şengün's complaining
when
about
this
the
happen?
Call. It was 5.5 minutes left in the game. And LeBron was like, no, you, not you. You're the only person not allowed to talk about a foul.
He
no.
said you're the only, your entire roster can say a call is soft, but not you.
All right, that's kind of fair. But don't act like Bron hasn't fallen to the ground faking too. Come on now. It's a little bit of pot and kettle. There's videos out there with LeBron making some of the worst.
He points.
Anybody. Not you. Not you.
You're the... I was like, wow.
Oh, he was on him. He was on him hard. And Şengün just took it. He just sat there.
Yeah, I don't know if Şengün right now or ever is in a space where players are just going to take him talking trash.
We talked about this before. He's just not liked.
No.
He's not liked by
other players. Luka's openly making fun of him while he's sitting down watching the game, just trashing his moves.
He's kind of dorky, you know. And
well, just because he's in House Gryffindor?
Well, I'm in because
he's got a Harry Potter room.
Say it like he says it,
don't
Lance.
Say it. He didn't say it like that. Slytherin.
No, I'm in Gryffindor.
You really try to make him look like he's the worst.
I'm not the one. He's the one wearing the scarf and the glasses.
He
does wear a scarf and glasses.
Yeah.
That was for Halloween, though.
He's got a room that he's building. No, stop
he
it.
No, he is building
he
a Harry Potter
puts
room.
That on when he goes home.
I don't know. As long as he he's playing. I'm not saying anything negative.
Movies?
Harry Potter. I did not mean to do that. Alperen Şengün is actually playing. So I'm not going to say anything bad about him. Keep playing. Keep doing your thing, King.
Being a Harry Potter fan isn't a bad thing. It's just acknowledging he has other interests.
I mean, Fernando Mendoza builds Legos all the time. Big deal. Now, it'll be great if he ain't throwing touchdowns. If he's throwing interceptions and not a bunch of touchdowns, people are going to come after him in the Legos. As long as my guy's playing, Alperen's playing, he's not on a bench claiming he's got a corn or a bunion on his foot.
It's not a bun. Jeez. You are.
No days off, Dell. No days off.
Coming from you, huh? Mm-hmm.
Aziz Al-Shaair.
I'm off the
list. Gets a contract extension of 53-year, $54 million. Mm-hmm. 18 per. On this extension,
seen the amount of extensions they've given?
Yeah.
It's astonishing. Is there at some place where the cap hits are going to be like $500 million in cap hits? Is there one year that's an exit year for all of these?
Do they know something we don't know that going on in the future, there is going to be this thing it's going up every year.
No, it's going up, what, 20 or $30 million this year. Yeah. So, and they don't have to pay CJ contract this year. So, yeah, they have the money to do it. And what you're going to find, I'm looking at the contract right now. So, these are only estimated. It's not officially out yet. It's only estimated. Looks like a legitimate 3 years out of the 4 years. Looks like a legitimate 3 years probably. Well, I don't know. We got to see how they do this, actually. Not sure what this money's going to look like. So, we'll have to see. They don't even... SpotTrack doesn't have the contract, so we'll see. But I mean, but clearly they're setting it up so that they know what they're doing. I mean, they're not going to be in cap hell when CJ comes up and they have to give him $60 million. They're not in that kind of cap hell right now. Now, Henry Toto, if I were Henry Toto, I'd be like, what about me? I've got a contract up at the end of the year, too.
And we just drafted a Woodass.
We just drafted a Woodass who plays your position and cheaper. He's probably the one who has to go. If you really think about it, you cannot keep extending everyone. It's just not feasible. You have to replace somebody and reset with a rookie contract. Wade's going to be playing for that. I wouldn't redo Henry Toto. I think you can find another linebacker, personally.
And you can see now the value. I mean, we're sometimes he's a little over the top. He was over the top in Jacksonville with the Trevor Lawrence. He hurt his team because he
tried to fight everybody.
Got suspended. He wanted to fight and all of that stuff. He hurt his team. But that guy's presence in the locker room is got him a rich, rich young man.
Yeah, there's no way around it.
It's made him a ton of money.
It has, but there's also no way around the fact that D'Amico covets what he brings from a culture piece.
Yep.
So he had him in San Francisco, and he said, I got to have him here.
Rightfully so. You said we have to see how it all plays out. But if we just go by the initial numbers, he would be the third highest paid linebacker as far as annual salary, right behind Fred Warner and Roquan Smith.
Yeah, I don't think he's that good from a salary standpoint. I think he's coming up at a good time for him. I don't think he fits in there, but he is an important piece of the Houston Texans. Like, do I think his salary equates to how good he is amongst the other linebackers? No. Is he a good linebacker?
He's a good linebacker. Like you said, he's important to the
Houston Texans. He's a good linebacker, but he's really important. It's kind of like the Houston Astros, where certain guys were kind of heartbeat. Like, Carlos Correa wasn't the best Astro, but there was something from a leadership. Like, Carlos Correa, in the first iteration of the Astros, brought a lot to the team. Now, he was injured a lot, but there was a lot Carlos brought in terms of the heartbeat of the team, the leadership, and all that stuff. And he may not have been the best player, but he was a valuable player. That's Azeez Al-Shaair. He's a really valuable player who plays exactly with that mentality of running around, hitting everything as hard as he can. He's one of those tone setters. You can't have it just with Will Anderson and, you know, Kamari Lassiter and Jalen Petrie, a couple DBs. You got to have it on the second level, too. And he brings it from the second level. So good for him. I wasn't upset about this. I was a little concerned headed into last year, but I thought he played better this year, more consistent this year. And they're close. You know, the Texans are really close to doing something special. And we all know what needs to happen. But if you can keep the defensive side intact, and that's what they've done. That's what Nick's done. He's kept it all intact. Like, let's run it back. And he's been able to run it back. Who are they missing? They got better on the offensive line if they stay healthy.
They picked up, and they got better at safety.
Yeah, name the position. Who did they lose?
The defensive line. They got better at safety. They bettered their team at the best defense in the league. They bolstered it this offseason.
Got better at running
instead
back.
Instead of losing guys.
Yeah, this is a team that didn't. They didn't get worse in any one position.
No.
They didn't lose a primary player. They're running it back, and they should be better this year than last.
Are they? Look, this is picking nits, certainly. There's not a lot to pick at. Do you like their backup rotation at the end, like the third and fourth rusher?
No, I don't. It was better last year.
Yeah, Derek Barnett was better.
That's probably the only spot. Like, we talk about the potential injury in the secondary. If someone went down for an extended amount of time at one of your in spots, they're probably worse there, but this is fine margins we're talking about with this.
Yeah, but when you have a more expensive roster, one of the things you lose is quality depth. Typically, you have to go much cheaper on the back end. And it could, you know, they were very healthy last year. They need to stay healthy this year. I'm looking at the ends, and it's Dominique Robinson, we'll see, from Chicago. I liked him coming out, but Dylan Horton, I think, is just kind of average. I'm not sure you're going to get a lot of rush from Robinson or Horton. And last year, Derek Barnett had ways to get into the pocket.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not
Derek
sure.
Barnett was a good, Derek Barnett was a nice signing.
Yeah, he was.
It was a really good signing.
Solomon Bird was just, I don't know, he still stays around on the team. But, yeah, you're right, Dale. It's pretty light out there at the edge, backup. Your backup linebackers, I'm fine with. Your secondary, I wish they had somebody in place of Tremont Smith, who's more of a special teams player. So
yeah, they need.
We'll see. They just need to stay healthy.
Jalen Smith is.
Yeah, we'll see how. I'm just assuming he's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's going to be really good. That would if he turns out to be a really nice backup, and maybe he gets on the field a little bit, even despite him with no injuries, then hopefully that'll be a nice pick, getting him where you got him last
year. Kai Kroger, he's only 23, but where?
They got any money for Leonard Floyd?
They got, yeah, they got money all the time, Del.
Hey, sign Leonard
Floyd. Pockets full of money all the time. I don't know how.
You need a backup in, rotational in. Leonard Floyd's out there.
I don't know how they do it. They just got to get somebody to redo their contract, and before you know it, Leonard Floyd's getting $20 million a year.
I know.
I don't know how they do it. I don't ask anymore. I just know that anybody they want to sign, they can. They can find money. They can give you as much as you want, and somehow it works under the cap. I don't – some of the greatest capologies – and I haven't seen them get hurt badly by any of these moves where they're like, boy, they're in cap hell. I've never heard the phrase cap hell with the Texans.
No.
Now, they haven't been – they've just started to get better. Like,
just it seems like we're at some point.
I feel like there's probably somebody who's a capologist say, well, you haven't seen 28, have you?
Yeah,
like something like that. Because
when you look at the extension for Will, Danielle Hunter will probably go away in a couple of years.
Yeah,
and then CJ on the horizon.
No, see, he goes away after CJ's fifth. Hunter's contract is done after CJ's fifth year.
Well, they just gave him a $40 million extension on it.
They gave him new money. They gave him new money, and they extended 1 year.
Yeah.
And so I think his is up. Because remember, this is year four for CJ. Then you have fifth-year option. And so in 2 years, I'm pretty sure Danielle Hunter's gone after the 27 year.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then that money just rolls over to CJ.
And then you got to pay Bullock. You got to pay Lasseter.
That's the one. Like, you can't afford to let Lasseter go. You frankly can't afford to let Lasseter or Bullock go. That's why Henry Toto almost has to go. Because who else are you letting walk? You're going to have to get rid of the veterans up front and get another rookie defensive tackle, probably, where you're on a rookie. You
got this year coming up with Danielle, then next year CJ's. But you got him for another year. Your cap hits 34.8.
For who?
For Danielle.
You got him how many years?
And, you got him 3 more years.
Oh, it's 3 more? Can't get out the third year? I don't think you can, because you accelerate. You push the money back when you redid it. What's the cap hit on the last year?
Well, and the 34, listen, it's a, the signing, the prorated is 14. It's 9.8% of the cap.
Yeah, there's void years.
It's a void year, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. Void years are dead. You don't have to worry about that. So, yeah, 27, that's already set up as a fake year. So, yeah, 27. So, he's... I was right. He's got 2 more years.
Yeah, but your cap hit that year is $35 million,
and your dead cap's 30. Your dead cap is 34. Your cap hits 34. Yeah, you cut him at 0.
Yeah,
it evens out. So, the void years are just tricky little mechanisms. They're never expected to be earned. So, he's got 2 years left, Danielle Hunter, and so when he's up, CJ will be up. You know what they're doing. They know what they're going to do. Now, you can't possibly get out after next year.
I mean,
you know, let's say Danielle Hunter played really poorly. His cap at $79 million. I'm sorry, his dead cap 79.
Already in 28, you got dead cap of 35 just from Danielle. So, I mean, yeah. Well, it's going to keep on going up and up and up. It does every year. The cap keeps going up and up and up every year. But you're already looking at serious dead money.
My guy Raj has got the league in great shape.
Yeah, he does. He's
very healthy.
Yeah, very nice. Nice job, bro. Yep. Because he's greedy. And
people want to see the league. People want to see the league.
Grab. That's all they're doing out here. Grab.
We don't have to add teams to the playoffs so we can somehow find a way to make more money.
No, we just got to add another regular season game.
Well, that's because people love regular season. What, do you want more playoff? You want more preseason games?
Yeah, I like it the way it is. Oh, and Thursday night games and Wednesday night games and Saturday morning games.
That's what the people want.
European games.
We had no Saturday morning games.
It's all we care about is the players.
It's the international
sport. Let's make them travel 9 billion miles.
You know what? It's because it's called the beautiful game.
No, that's
not true. That's not
called that for a reason.
That's a different game altogether.
Have you ever seen the Texans offense in the playoffs? A beautiful game. Where that was invented, the beautiful game.
Not so. Not at all.
Have you ever seen HRP? I saw him yesterday. I played with Kevin and with Chris. Saw Mike out there. He was great. And it's Mike Moore.
You saw a lot of advertisers out there.
I did see a lot of advertisers out there. I saw a lot of them. I saw way too much of one of them. And if you're looking and listen, and that one's an HR problem. One of them is an HR problem. But you, my friends, You, my friends, have a business, or you're the CFO of the business, or in some way, shape, or form, you get to make financial decisions or the direction of the company decisions. Well, the direction of the company, how's it going? How is it going when you have so much? All of a sudden, you're growing so much, and stuff is just getting too hard. Stuff is getting too big, and you gotta reel it in. You gotta say, hey, these expenses are getting way too much. And by the way, we're not doing this very well. Do you think you can do payroll as well as HR&P? Do you think you have the technology? Do you think you have the – and you don't have anything. You know, they have proprietary technology that is unbelievable, that does it so much more efficiently than you can possibly do it. That's their expertise. That's their business. Your business, you feel like you're as good as anybody in your business. Well, you're not as good as HR&P in payroll or HR. Let them take care of that for you while you take care of selling your widgets. Do it. Do not try to do this yourself. You're not that good at it. And let HR&P do what they do as well, if not better, than everybody out there. HRP.net. We love the partnership with them, and we hope you will too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.